So to make a long story short, you know, we would be building prototypes of, you know, we did suits to go down and, you know, to get guys, you know, go down and look at the Andrea Doria, you know, the big luxury liner that sunk off the coast here. We'd do experimental diving suits for the Navy to go down and, you know, look at Russian submarines and things like that, you know, that had been blown up on the bottom of the ocean, you know. So we were always doing a lot of experimental stuff. But one day I was putting together this suit, and Irving, and we usually put a piece of black, it's called Osnaburg. It's a black friction foxing that goes around the gasket. And Irving said to me, no, go out and get a book of Converse, you know, that stuff is called N-dye and D-dye, that foxing. And he said, put the sneaker foxing on the thing. So I did, and then rather than put the Hodgman logo, he said, put the Converse logo. So I got it right out of the sneaker line. I went out and picked up the strips and label and put it on. I think we made two suits like that. I believe I saw the other suit. You're gonna die. I was down in Orlando, Florida one time with my kid, and there's Disney World, and what's the name of the other place? Universal Studios?
Okay, yeah.
I believe they had a 3D theater there with the people as you stood in this waiting room, and then they opened the doors and all the people could walk in. When I was standing there, I'm looking at a hard hat diving suit, you know? You know, they had it on display there. And I looked up and I saw the striped foxing on it. So I got one and they got the other. They probably bought it in an antique shop or something like that.